It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I was thinking about music last night. And I thought maybe you might like to see how music is written down on paper. Yeah, because a lot of people who play music read it right from paper that looks like this. I'll take it over to the piano. You can see it better over here. Now, this is music writing paper, and it has five lines here. One, two, three, four, five. And this is the way you write some music. That's called a G clef. And there's one note up there. That note sounds like this on the piano. Now, if I do three of those, this is the way it would sound on the piano. See? Dun, dun, dun. Could you sing that? Bum, bum, bum. And then if you make that note come down a little bit, that's the next one. Bum, bum, bum. So that would be dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum, dum. Seems to just go, sound like it's going down, and it looks like it's going down. See those notes? Now, this is the way it sounds. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry. Dun, 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 dun. Then you can make it look as if it's going up, too. So, when it goes down like that, it sounds like it's going down. When it goes up like that, it sounds like it's going up. You know that song that we sing when I come to visit with you? And this is the way it sounds. Well, every one of those notes would have to be written on paper like this for somebody to read it. Yeah. Isn't that interesting to think? Well, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. I thought you might like to see that. Coming. Coming to the door. Sister McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Otten.
Good day to you. This is it.
This is the one you wanted to find.
Yes, it is. Could you help me to set it up?
Well, for about 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes, Mr. Rogers.
Well, 2 minutes is better than zero.
Alrighty.
As I remember, the legs come down.
Yes, first of all, this leg comes down here and locks into place like that. Hmm? And this one comes down and also locks into place.
Correct.
There we go.
Now the hood.
Now the hood. Let me see, there's a hole right here. Put that in like that. This one goes into this side. And it goes up and down, Mr. Rogers.
Easy to put together, isn't it? Thank you very much. That's it.
I have my delivery book if you'll just sign right on the dotted line.
All right.
There you go.
Is this the page or here?
Let me see. That's your page right there.
Thank you.
All righty, and thank you, Mr.
Thank you,
Rogers.
Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
Thank you again. This was really my bed when I was little. Very little. I was about that big then. I wanted you to see it, because when I grew bigger and my sister was born, then she got to sleep in this bed. I got a bigger bed then. And I liked the bigger bed fine. But every once in a while I'd think, I'd like to be in that old one of mine. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to cuddle up closely with your own mom and dad at night. You even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day, but sometimes things you want to remember are often put away. And sometimes you wonder over and over if you should stay inside. When you enjoy a younger toy, you never need to hide. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday. For a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. And of course, I was growing, and I could do a lot of things that a baby couldn't do. Sure, I could take care of my pet. And I could put puzzles together. I could dress up in different clothes, big people's clothes, and pretend that I was a cowboy or a policeman or a daddy. or lots of different things, and make up stories. Here's a puzzle of the neighborhood of make-believe. We could set it up like this and make up a story about it. Yeah, I was thinking maybe today we could still have King Friday trying to play the bass fiddle. What would you think of that? And still not being able to do it. Because you don't learn to play something like that overnight. No. Your neighborhood of make-believe. Now get the trolley. Let's pretend that the trolley is just coming around the bend at the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay? You pretend with me? Yeah.
It's very puzzling to me, Mr. McFeely.
Well, what's that, King Friday?
I still can't seem to play this bass fiddle perfectly, and I've already had one lesson.
Well, maybe it takes more than one lesson, King Friday.
Perhaps it takes a machine.
A machine?
Yes, a machine which makes the bass fiddle play. You may find me one, McFeely.
A machine that makes a bass fiddle play? Well, I've never heard of such a thing, King Freddy, but I'll try.
Fetch it for me, anyway.
I'll try. Speed of delivery.
That's right.
That makes a bass. Good day, Lady Evelyn. Yeah. Good day to you.
Lady Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Freddy. Mr. McFeely looked puzzled.
Yes. I sent him on a difficult secret assignment.
How are you doing with your bass fiddle?
You'll see. I'll play it perfectly after McFeely does his assignment.
After Mr. McFeely does his assignment?
Yes. Oh, Queen and Prince, I presume.
Correct as usual, Friday. Hello, Niece Evelyn.
Hi, Aunt Sarah. Hello, Tuesday.
Oh, he's doing very well today. I brought the prince to hear you play the bass fiddle, Friday.
I've ordered something secret, which will help me to play it.
Oh, but I mean, just show the prince how it sounds.
Oh, you mean like this?
Oh. Isn't that nice?
Yes. Would you like to try it, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, yes, Uncle Friday.
We'll give her a try. That's enough. I'll do some more.
I think the prince likes that very much. I'd like to try it myself. Could you hold Prince Tuesday?
Certainly. Uncle Friday, would you please hold the bass fiddle for a moment?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Here, perhaps I could.
Here.
Hope you let me just get.
Thank you. Well,
yes. May I try it, Friday?
Of course you may, Sarah.
Oh, it is fun.
I'll play it with you. We're playing together the bass fiddle. Oh. It's really quite an instrument, isn't it?
Tuesday's smiling.
Well, I do enjoy it.
There, now.
Mr. McFeely. Well, I found the machine that plays the bass, King Friday.
Very good, Mr. McFeely.
There you go, Lady Evelyn.
I want to see it.
The machine that plays the bass.
Very good. Oh, you plug it in, do you?
Yes.
Well, I never heard of such a thing.
Well, this is the secret. Fix it up now, McFeely.
Now, Lady Evelyn, if you plug that in, I'll put the machine on the bass.
Certainly.
Here we go.
A machine that plays the bass.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
It's plugged in.
Very good. Alrighty. Come out, Lady Oberlin.
Now, shall I turn it on, King Friday?
I shall turn it on.
Alrighty.
How do you do it?
Well, there's a switch right over here.
I see. Are you all ready to hear my perfect bass fiddle playing?
Yes, Uncle Friday.
Very well. Here we go. What do you think of that?
Should I try turning it on, Uncle Friday?
Of course not. I'm the only one who plays this machine.
Oh, Tuesday. I guess I'd better take Tuesday to his room.
Very well, but you and Tuesday may come any time to listen.
Well, I think maybe he liked it better when we were just plucking it ourselves.
Better than this machine.
Well, I sort of felt that way myself. I mean, we were having such a good time. Well, I'll see you later, Friday. Farewell, my dear. Farewell. Yes.
What do you think about that, Lady Aberlin?
Well, I feel the same way, Uncle Friday. We were all having such a good time trying the bass fiddle ourselves, but with the machine, all we can do is sit and listen.
Sit and listen.
How do you feel about it, Uncle Friday?
Well, I think I'd rather pluck myself. Remove this machine, McFeely.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Could you turn it off there, King Friday?
Yes,
alrighty, sure. And Lady Abner, if you'll unplug it for me, I'll just take the machine.
And take it back where it belongs, to the House of Machines.
To the House of Machines. Yes, sir, King Friday. Well, good day to you, and good day, Lady Abner.
Good day
to the
Mr.
House
McFeely.
Of Machines.
We'll learn to play this ourselves, Mr. McFeely. We'll learn to play this instrument ourselves.
Even though King Friday will have to work on it, it's still more fun than having a machine to play. What do you think fits up in here? Lady Elaine's museum go around, okay? Right in there. What about down here? Does this look like the piece for there? That's it, the factory. And this one right here, that's a clock. Now, would this be the tree or Grandpere's tower? There's the tower, and there's the tree. I think so, too. That's it. One piece left, and one place to put it. What if you had a puzzle that always put itself together? You'd soon get tired of it, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Why don't we pretend, though, that there is a puzzle of the neighborhood of make-believe that just kind of puts itself together? You can do that with film.
Thank you.
things that you really care about are the things that you work hard to make. Don't you find that's true? I mean, don't you really care about the things that you've made with your crayons and paper? Or the things that you've thought up to do or to say to somebody? Mm-hmm. You know, I practiced a long time to be able to play the piano and to be able to write music for you. So that really means a lot to me because I worked hard to do it. This is a song that I think you know. I'll write it down and see if you can guess which one it is. I'll play this much for you. This is what it sounds like. I'll write the rest of it. Guess it? Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. And when you write music, if you make a little sign like this, that means you can go back to the beginning and sing, we love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you. I'd like you to sing the song while you read the music. Okay? I'll point to the notes and you just sing tree, 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 tree. All right? Ready? Reading music. Sometimes I would sing to my little sister when she was a baby and a little girl. Sometimes she liked for me to sing to her, and sometimes she didn't, I guess. But she's a grown-up lady now. And she has children of her own. She sings to them. I just wrote a song a few days ago for you. Mm-hmm. It's a song for the weekend. Yeah, you know, it... Instead of singing tomorrow, tomorrow, what it says is that I'll come back when it's a new week. I'll sing it for you and maybe you can learn it with me. I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. Think you could learn to sing that with me, the way we learned the Tomorrow Song together? I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. You always make it a special week for me. You know how. By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. That's you, yourself. And I like you just the way you are. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.